Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight live around the world. Hello, everybody. And this month being National Guide Dog Month, we're going to try to do as many shows about that as we can. Tonight is no exception. And I'd like to dedicate this show to the memory of a great, great guide dog, Milton, who passed away at the Guide Dog Foundation back in July. And there hasn't been enough ruckus over all that. There hasn't been enough talk or enough in the news about, you know, how could somebody conceivably leave a dog, especially a guide dog, in a van, trainer. You know, they said the trainer was responsible. How could they leave a dog in a van in the middle of a heat wave, all the windows locked, 6 hours, you know? You know, you want to believe that was an accident, that person wasn't malicious. But how can you believe that? I mean, something so blatantly that took place, you know, it's very difficult to believe that nobody heard the dog, nobody, other dogs didn't hear the dog. You know, dogs have tremendous hearing, a lot better than ours. Other blind people didn't hear the dog. There's another source of great hearing, usually. We, the blind, have very good hearing, common knowledge. So they want you to believe nobody heard this dog. Nobody knew where the dog was. And to me, that's negligence. That's not an accident. You know, the people responsible were negligent, all right? So now, I had a friend of mine who, one of our good friends, Olga Murray, town of Islip, who first informed me about Milton, looked through the whole website of the foundation, and she said she didn't find one word about Milton or an apology or what safety measures are being taken now, what new policies are being put in place. See, one of the biggest things that go against us who are disabled is the fact that these agencies are stuck in the same old crap. They never change.
No,
you know,
yeah.
The old saying, if a tree doesn't bend, it's going to break.
Yeah, that's true.
So they don't change. They just keep the same old stuff. And even death doesn't appear to shake them. Even when somebody dies, or in this case, when a dog dies. So that's got to be one of the worst things to deal with. And, you know, to quote Jose Delgado, the service dog schools are very unfair to their students because they don't have a fair hearing system going on.
They don't want one. I'm convinced.
No, they don't want one. Well, that adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
That they don't want one. You know?
Okay.
So, by the way, we Inner Sight certified a dog today. A psychiatric service dog, and welcome Kathleen and Zeus to Inner Sight. By the way, Kathleen needs a letter in print. I sent her an email that the dog was certified, but she couldn't print it out. We got to get her a print letter.
I could try.
Yeah, you got to send her
I just need to find our letterhead. When I find our letterhead,
very,
I'm one of the... Yeah.
It's a very short letter. It's not a big thing. Just certify the dog. So, Inner Sight, and we're an official guide dog school. We do a lot of certifying and remedial work more than we do training, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, things change all the time.
Yeah.
So, we certainly believe that you have to change the way you do things. That's why Inner Sight has evolved. See?
Right.
We've evolved now into letting the world know that guide dog schools are not licensed. We've evolved now in creating the first committee that I know of to get rid of these nursing homes, to turn them into something better. See, these agencies don't evolve. They stay in one damn-ass place, and they don't even do that job right. Botched job on Milton.
You're right. That's terrible. You think, because I keep thinking about him, and I would never, ever do that to my dog, never. Even if I had water in there, you know how quickly that dog would be drinking that water? Forget about it. You shouldn't have brought the dog with you and left him in a nice, cool place if you really feel that way about a dog, that you would automatically open, you know, the window and leave it that way. What craziness. People are
dying.
Well,
that's why I don't believe, that's why I don't believe it was an accident.
Yeah, no.
Now, I spoke with the SPCA, and, you know, they weren't aware that Michelle didn't want to bring the send the dog back to the school. They didn't know about that.
Wow.
You know? And when I told them, they didn't seem to think that it made a difference. And I tried to explain to them it is a difference.
Yes, it is.
You know, if a person is being forced,
That's right.
If a person is being forced to send their dog back to a school for some training purpose, and they don't agree, shouldn't they have the right to dispute that under some regulation?
They should.
But there is no regulation. See?
There's no regulation.
See what got Milton in trouble? The fact that there was no regulation to fight or to argue or to approve to keep the dog with Michelle. That would have protected Milton in this case.
Mm-hmm. It would have.
You know. Now, how many other thousands of people are there that we don't know about who don't want to send their dog back to the school for training? I'm sure that there are thousands of people who disagree with the school. And there again, there's no regulations, no laws, no rights. So you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're stuck with their way.
That's right.
And they think their way is the best.
That's the problem with these schools.
You could never prove that to Milton, Michelle, or Tom.
No, you can't.
All right, Inner Sight,
so
brought to you by the... I can hardly hear what you're saying.
I said that dog suffered tremendously. It shouldn't have... That should have never been. But obviously, the school didn't care. If they cared, then the dog would still be alive and with, you know, the owners, you know?
Yeah. Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt an Akita? Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, down there in Tom's River, New Jersey. And we thank her for all her help. I got to send her a note soon. Running low on my dog's food, so.
Yeah, I'll help you with that.
See if we can do that. Mm-hmm. All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the Texas children that go an extra mile for a child. implement our idea of the trained dog at the door.
Oh, yeah.
And help protect children. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And remember, what?
I laugh at myself when I remember the numbers because I really haven't studied the numbers too much, so I've got to, you know, stop being lazy.
Well, instead of interrupting me, use my name. That would be a lot better.
I know,
better.
I have that problem. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Inner Sight, and nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085 for dog food, cat food, medical. And my buddy Gary, who normally works for the railroad, but then he donates all his free time to Nobody Starved on Long Island. So give him a call, 631-484-3085. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Suffolk Bus Corp, all of our friends. I want to thank the entire committee. And this Saturday will be our second meeting. I hope it goes better than the first one.
Oh, the first one was horrible. I got to find a way to make
sure.
It
wasn't horrible,
that I get
but
all these people.
It needed improvement. None of our meetings are horrible.
No, I know.
They're all good.
Yeah,
our worst meeting is better than the agency's best meeting.
That's right.
That's my assessment.
Yeah.
All right. So Saturday, 1 o'clock, the Zoom meeting. And if you go to the Silo website, you'll see a phone number. I'll give you the number, 31487-2038. You can call that number, and if you want to be part of the meeting, let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll give you get the Zoom numbers to you. How many people we got Zoomed up?
Well, we got some people I sent the Zoom to, but they never responded, so I'm waiting.
I know, but how many did you send out? Do you know?
I sent out close to 10, but I'm waiting to get more on there. Maybe we'll have a bigger meeting than we'll last time.
All right. Well, tomorrow you got to make follow-up calls and see if, you know, make sure they got the info.
Tomorrow. Exactly.
All right. Inner Sight around the world and brought to you by Able News, Able Angela, and the Able News. And whenever you're ready, you can roll that.
Okay.
Inner Sight and Able. All right.
Just give me 1 second. There it is. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight and a National Guide Dog Month, talking about the show tonight dedicated to Milton, of course, but talking about safety in the schools. I would like to see every guide dog school, especially in view of what happened to Milton, volunteer to the legislators to be licensed and to be reviewed with safety, and to have an officer, a safety officer appointed, you know, to go around the school, make sure everything is good, and make sure that all the dogs are accounted for, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they could do that at least every week, if not more than every week.
What?
At the minimum, they should do it at least a week, you know, within the week, that, and start doing it on a regular basis. That's at the minimum. But, you know, at the maximum, you could have them and say, listen, you've got to really give us a good safety report. Otherwise, this ain't happening, you know.
It should be done every day.
Yeah.
Every day that the school is in progress, you know, dogs are being dealt with. But it should be regulated.
Right.
Now, there's the important word. It should be done by law.
I agree.
Regulated and licensed, you know. And part of that, a very important part of that, should be that the students now have rights to disagree, you know, and to demand proof or further, you know, reasons why a certain thing is being done a certain way. And if they disagree, there should be another regulation entitling them to a fair hearing where they can bring witnesses and people, you know, maybe other trainers, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to be part of it, because people being coerced into leaving their dogs at the school, to me, that's not a good safety measure.
It's not even a good...
First of all, the person is now, once you separate the person and the dog, the person is now without their dog.
That's right.
You know. How is that safety? I mean, assuming, of course, that dog is a good, solid working dog.
That's not safe.
Which I'm led to believe that Milton was.
Yeah, he's...
So now the person without their dog, no safety, no regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And the school just frowned upon the whole thing. Now, what were you going to say?
They didn't have to kill the dog. What I was thinking, Frank, they didn't have to kill the dog. They didn't have to do anything what they did. If they did that maliciously, they should go to jail, too. I'm sorry. Just as much as if anybody did it, you know, on the outside. You know? That's how I feel about it, at least.
Well, I think it's worse. It's worse. And we wanted that, we've talked about it many times, that federal law to apply to the disabled. Well, blind person and their dog are one.
That's
now, in my mind, to me, that dog, that law, if it was in progress, would apply to Milton.
It sure will.
Because that dog is one with the blind person, and they separated it.
They broke that bond. I hope she gets another dog soon.
Well,
that's why I never really put an effort into getting the dog, but I'm going to actually look into it now, and I'm going to get my own dog, and we'll train it. You know?
I don't even know if Michelle wants another dog.
She might, right after she does all her
stuff. She seems to be reluctant.
I don't tell her.
Time will tell.
Yeah, it will.
By the way, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. You know, you have any comments, any observations, feelings about what happened, and how these schools should... they should repent.
Yeah.
That's the
feeling
I have. They really should repent and review what they're doing, and they should review what they did that day.
That's true, too.
You know,
to make sure they don't do it again.
Yeah.
And that trainer who did that, or the handler who did that, should be fired and go to jail, because that's what they do with the general public. How come they're treating them different? That's what I'd like to know, too.
Oh, we don't know if the trainer was fired. There's nothing on the website about it.
There's nothing.
Unless
right.
I had it checked out.
Yeah.
Nothing on the website about the death of Milton, or if the person was fired, or anything. You know?
That's horrible. I mean, for real. You're taking the eyes from a blind person. You're taking their dog, and you leave them in a car and to suffer and die? That's unacceptable. No, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and they're probably going to wind up calling, well, they're already calling it an accident, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if the investigation concludes that it was an accident.
Wasn't an accident. That no matter what, you leave. That's common sense. You don't do that. You know, I used to sit with the dog in the car. If I had my parents had to do some shopping, I used to sit with the dog in the car and turn on the AC once in a while, just so the dog doesn't feel it as much. That you could do. You know, if you, the other thing is if you feel like passing out, don't leave the dog in there with you, you know.
I think a lot of people are going to be outraged if this investigation shows that this was an accidental death. You know, I, for one, I'm going to demand to know the details of this accident.
Yeah.
How did this happen? What are the details? You know, I want step by step, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it has to be used to change what led up to this and what caused this.
Hmm.
That's the key point here that a lot of people are missing.
Right. Also, it's the thing that bothers me is knowing that poor dog was in there for 5 hours. That's crazy. Really, it is. Sad, too.
Yeah, well, inner sight tells the truth. You know,
yeah, we do.
One way or another, we're going to get it out.
Truth comes out. Yes, we are.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of dog lovers, and one of them is a very good friend of Inner Sight, Olga Murray, who
is
very disturbed over Milton's death, and she happens to be a criminal lawyer.
There you go.
Well, let's see what the SPCA comes up
with. Back
with.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And let's see if the school is going to make that public.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know what kind of show I want to do again? Remember that we did years ago, How to Train Your Dog Yourself? I want to do that show again with you. That was fun, you know, getting a little, since it's Guide Dog, you know, month, we should, you know, think about that. That'd be cool.
Well, it's not that hard to train a guide dog. I got to get up on the web and revise that.
Yeah, definitely.
Should be a couple of revisions in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of revisions that need to be
made. I got to have it read to me.
I could read it to you. Toward the end
you
of
said you said you don't know how to get into the website.
The regular website, I have to get, Bill to give me the new password, that's all. I have to give him a call. Or even email him. I think it might be better if I email him.
All right, Inner Sight 213-816-1650. Somebody said to me the other day, I think it was Senator Wyke, that a dog should be just as protected as a child would be.
Yeah, they are your child. Seriously.
Yeah.
You notice how many first come to you.
I hope she's gonna remember what she said and back it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
She told me
she's
gonna research the whole thing about a law. And when she goes into Albany in January, she wants to be ready to submit it. So
that's a good idea.
I hope she follows through because it's very important.
I think she will. I think she will. She, you know, has family. Her daughter, who has a disability, she would be so distraught as being a dog lover and a mom.
Wait a minute. What are you talking? Whose daughter? Whose daughter has a disability?
Doesn't Olga's daughter
right.
have a disability?
What?
Olga's daughter.
I can't hear you.
Olga's daughter.
I'm not talking about Olga. I'm talking about Senator Wyke.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Olga's not a senator.
I didn't hear that, but I know.
So, Olga does have a disabled daughter. I was talking about Senator Wyke.
Okay.
Hoping that she's going to follow through
on what she said, yeah.
And come January, you know, present a law.
I don't know if she's my senator also. The lines are very hard for me to see on the map. So I sit there and I go, oh, no, I don't know what I'm going to do on the election day, but see that darn map. For nothing.
Well, call the League of Women Voters, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, I will. I will.
That's all you got
to
do.
If she is, I'd like to contact her and say to her, you know, some things about what happened with me with the guide dog schools, you know, to help the case go better.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night's the funnies over here. Friday night, yeah. Frolics. Louie will be here.
Yes, he will.
With the Cucaracha gang. And
who's
Connie
that?
And Chrissy business. And we'll have an episode of
gang?
We'll have an episode of Jimmy Dinigan.
I like that.
Alright. And you know, the usual gang. Do some Gleason or whatever. Oh, I think by popular demand, I'm going to do the Lauren Hardy portable dentist.
Portable dentist.
What is the matter with you? Portable dentist tomorrow night.
I could use that portable dentist. I got a tooth that I want to pull out. It hurts too much.
I'll go to the portable
dentist.
And it's
broken apart in the gum.
Oh, that's even easier. Less tooth to pull.
Yeah, right. But it could get infected.
Portable dentist.
I'm worried about. There you go. Pieces are coming out of a tooth. I must have ground it with my teeth at night.
All right. Inner Sight and talk about training of guide dogs.
Yeah.
And how... I believe the first rule is listen to the blind person.
Yes, I agree with that.
Listen to what they say. Listen to what's on their mind. Listen to what may be bothering them about the team.
Yeah.
You know, and let them express themselves. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Trainers should not be narrow-minded. See, there's another thing that regulations could solve. You know, these trainers have to follow what the director of training says.
That's right.
So they're not flexible within a given situation because they already have their mind made up.
That's true.
They got to follow what they're told to do.
Exactly.
I don't think that's
otherwise
right. I don't think that works.
I don't think so either.
Everybody is an individual.
The dog is proof that it doesn't work. Seriously. That dog should be alive right now.
Well, I'm talking about all dogs now. All guide dogs.
Too. Yeah.
So, to me, that's the first rule. You know, listen to the person. Find out what's going on. Find out what their concerns are. And have the ability. Now, this is where regulations got to come in. Have the ability to say, hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. Why don't we try that? Instead of you sending the dog back to the school or, you know, you coming to the school, go to your home or go to your place of business where you need the dog and all that. But you see what in Milton's case, what Michelle was told, and we have this documented on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Oh, we always do it this way. We find that this is the best way to do it. How do you know it's the best way to do it if you never tried another way?
That's right.
So that was imposed on her.
I never heard any school saying that or any
oh, they
anything
all do
saying
it.
That.
They
yeah,
all,
I know,
they
but
all
I never
the
heard.
Same way.
Yeah, I know. But the thing that bothers me is that nobody ever said it in connection with Milton right after he passed. That should have been came out. That should have came out.
Nobody ever said hold on. Explain that what you just said.
I just said that if you are in connection with Milton, you know, you're the school now, and they do it that way all the time, you said to me just now, they should have said, no, we're not going to do this part of this because this might, you know, it's really hot outside. We can't leave a dog in a car. That's common sense. It really is.
Well, what they should have done was listen to Michelle.
Yeah. Not have the dog there in the first place.
In other words, the attitude of the schools are, oh, you're blind. What do you know? They don't even have a blind trainer working for them.
No, they don't.
It tells you right there. They have
how
no
they
regard for people that they're servicing.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you there's some really good blind individuals who've trained their dogs on their own and probably could fit that job description. Even you, Frank, you could fit that job description very easily. Yeah.
Well, there's trainers and then there's trainers and there's good trainers and there's bad trainers.
Yeah, that too.
So, I mean, I'm a good trainer because I'm always willing to learn.
That's it.
I don't think I know it all. I don't think anybody knows it all.
No.
So I'm willing to learn. I'm open-minded, you know.
That's right.
The schools are not.
No, they're not. You know what
you can share
with people? They're not
open-minded. They're all regimented.
Yeah, they are. You know what you could share with people when you first got Sarabelle? What happened is that she was afraid of the trains. You know, and the rumble of the trains and stuff. You went with her all the time. I remember this, you know, that you used to go with her and teach her to go in and out of the train, you know, the Long Island Railroad. She was used to the noise. She was probably, you know, in a really quiet area, and then all of a sudden here comes New York for her, you know. So that, I thought, was really patient of you to do that.
Yeah, well, a train is a big thing to a dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of them have to be desensitized.
Of course.
The only way you do that is constant exposure.
That's right.
And a lot of
that's
dogs
what we
may
have to do with fireworks.
A lot of dogs may not even get it entirely, but they'll get it enough so they can work.
It's sad.
So,
it really is. Every time I think about poor Milton, he's the one who suffered.
I can't hear
I'm glad
you.
Get
closer to the phone.
I said, every time I think about poor Milton, it bothers me that they did this to him. That was uncalled for. Yeah. And there's no real examination of the case of what went on either. You know, that's really, you know, disgusting, honestly.
Well, we're going to try to get regulations. I haven't heard of any other agency who's pushing for that. Where the hell are all these agencies for the blind? The Lighthouse, the Guild, any one of them.
It's like a big elephant in the room and nobody wants to say it's there. That's the problem right there.
I mean, the impression I get is, the school is right no matter what.
That too.
Yeah. I mean, what does it take to wake these people up? The dog is dead.
Not even a dog's death made a difference, and that's pretty sad.
So that's what we're dealing with. That's why these things go on and on and on, because these agencies never change. They're still in the same old rut stuff, you know. And that's why Innocyte wants to see it change and is fighting for. See, we, and I said this way back when, we speak for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
We speak for the dog.
Definitely.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
The SPCA can't really speak for the dog.
They're connected with too many organizations. That's what.
I can't hear you. Get closer to the phone like you were before.
They are connected with too many rescue organizations to speak on behalf of the dog. You know, and I don't agree with that. If somebody goes in and this.
Well, I don't know if that's the reason, but the reason I was thinking of is that they don't live it. They don't really understand what that dog meant to Michelle.
That's right.
If they did, they would completely understand the fact that I gave them, that she was forced to send the dog back.
That's right.
So.
And if she didn't do
that, it should be part of the investigation.
Right.
You know.
We have to also let everybody know that if she didn't do that, she'd be like on a blacklist for the next dog that she gets. And people don't think that that happens. Oh, believe me, it does.
I don't like that
term,
blacklist.
I know. But that's just old English.
You'd be on a dirty list.
A dirty list?
That's a better terminology.
Yeah, that's true.
In other words, this person's dirty. Don't give him a dog. Don't go near him or whatever.
That's crazy. It is, all of it is crazy. She didn't even have to go through this right here. And the mourning and the grieving every single day, I bet, it keeps coming back like, you know, a vicious, I don't know, just keeps coming back, the thought of it, you know?
Yeah.
I remember you telling me one time somebody came to get your dog and said, oh, we like the way it's trained and everything. And you said, over my dead body. And they left you alone. When was that?
I don't know what you're referring to.
You said to me once
that specific.
They came. I will. They came to come and get your dog because the dog was sick and wanted to. I think it was Sunrise or the one before Sunrise. And you said, "Not my dog, not over my dead body." Remember that?
No.
Yeah,
the only thing I remember like that is years and years ago when.
That's it.
I became a street musician,
mm-hmm.
and this jackass Jeff Locke wanted to take my dog away.
Ah. Yeah, so that probably was it.
And I told him, I said, you'll have to kill me first.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and he
crazy.
He anticipated that I was going to give him a fight, so he never tried it. And then the story got in the New York Post, so...
That's cool.
It made him look even worse. All right, in a sight, let me go down the week. Monday night is Mad or Glad right here. You can call in.
Yeah.
Anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday's open mic. Pick your own subject.
That's
Wednesday
right.
is our nursing home night. Right here to get turn them into accessible housing, and I'm sure
mm-hmm.
this week we'll be able to talk about the committee meeting, and we got to get names on that petition.
Yeah, I got to print them all out too.
Number one priority, you got to get the petition
mm-hmm.
to everybody on the committee.
Yep.
All right. Thursday we do different subjects. So I'm holding Thursdays open right now for National Guide Dog Month. Just this month, you know. And
yeah.
Friday, of course, is the funnies. So there's the week
mm-hmm.
inner sight. I got a call from Altice Cablevision.
Oh.
They gave us a new time starting in October. 9:30 Thursday night, channel 20.
Oh, nice.
So we got to send some shows over there. And they also told me that they wanted to open up, and they went in there and they checked some of the equipment, and some of it was so old it didn't work. So now
mm-hmm.
they've ordered new equipment.
Well, that's great. So we have to go for training again?
So,
oh, no.
We'll see what happens with that and the time frame, as far as they could tell, could be like a couple of months before the studio will be ready.
Oh, so they're doing it in that studio.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
At least
they're upgrading it. Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of good news that we can get back in there.
Oh, that'd be nice.
All right. Inner sight. 213-816-1650 and National Guide Dog Month. No laws to protect people who have to deal with the schools.
Right.
There's laws that protect you when you're out in the public. They're not the best laws, but at least they're there. But when you're dealing with the school, that whole system falls apart. You have no rights, no protection. A lot of people complaining about the waiting list.
Yeah.
Now, another regulation should be that the person, and this is approved by the ADA, by the way, that the person can train the dog on their own. Let the school give them permission to raise the money,
mm-hmm.
train the dog,
mm-hmm.
and the trainer should be paid, the person who's training the dog. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
the trainer from the school is going to get paid anyway. But it should be regulated.
That's right.
every step.
There should be a law, because why do you have to wait a year, year and a half, when you may already have a dog, or you found a dog
that can
serve?
That's right.
So there's got to be regulations on that.
Yeah, there has to be.
And that fits in with the way the seeing eye started in this country. The first person to ever train a guide dog was a blind person.
Yeah, it was.
Did it on his own.
Morris Frank,
so that,
right?
That should be honored.
Yeah, it should be.
And there's the basis for the regulation. Got to explain that to Senator.
Oh, yeah.
All right, in sight. What?
When are you meeting up with Senator White again?
I don't know. I got to call her.
All right, I'll try and come with you this time.
Got to call her. I'd like to try to hold our first news conference on the nursing home next month.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll invite her.
Okay.
And try to get people's stories out.
Yeah, the same.
So we'll see. That's one of the things we should talk about Saturday.
Definitely.
The other night when, before I went on the air, one of our committee members, Devin Fernandez, oh, by the way, reminds me, Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. Want to stay in shape, have some fun, give Devin a call. 631-445-3646. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. 31-445-3464. Inner Sight introduces you to Insight.
He's a real
and
cool
to finish,
dude.
What?
He's a real cool dude, too. He really, is, glad to be alive. Let's just put it that way, He's like a down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, Devin's a good guy. To finish my story, before I went on the air the other night, Devin was telling me about a woman who contacted him from the nursing homes.
Oh.
And he's, trying to get her hooked up to maybe get out,
That's right.
So she told him how this one day they made her stay in her urine for like 8 or 9 hours without changing her.
I don't doubt it at all.
Now, I'd like to get that woman to tell her story to the news.
Yeah? If I was capable of moving around after I had injured my leg when I was at home, I tore some muscles and stuff like that. Now it's much better than me. Anyway, when that happened to me, if I were to just, say, listen, you guys neglected me, and now you want me to go into, a nursing home, so they can neglect me more? No, thank you. Crazy. When I hurt my knee,
the idea
was like,
is to try to get these stories to the press.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
What happened with my
phone? But if we can
get
enough of these stories, you got a better chance of getting public outcry and public hearings.
That'd be great. It really would.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about Saturday. One of the things I want to talk about is how we're going to set up these news things, either once a month or once every 2 months, whatever people feel
once a month
appropriate.
I would feel better if we had once a month, if people could do it, and then we'll know what it is, and you gotta have
a specific place,
right?
A setup.
Yeah.
You know? You're gonna need Skype. Zoom.
Zoom more than Skype. Skype is a little outdated right now. You could do the same thing with Zoom. Yeah.
So we got to talk about that on Saturday. All right. Inner sight means freedom. I don't know if you believe in doggy heaven, but I do.
Oh, I do too.
You know, Milton is up there.
Oh, yeah.
Watching over all the guide dogs, watching over the school.
Mm-hmm.
And influencing what's going to happen.
Oh, I think so.
So don't underestimate
the
power of a guide dog, be it dead or alive.
That's right.
Remember what my good friend Howie the Harp said, dog spelled backwards is God.
It's God. That's right. Yeah.
So I say to all those who don't believe that the blind should have rights, beware.
Yeah.
You'll find yourself fighting against God.
Yeah, because you're ruining the relationship between many people with their dogs. You're ruining that loving relationship. That should be criminal right there, you know. There's no laws to protect.
So it has to change.
It
Milton's
does.
Death will not be in vain.
Yep.
That's for sure.
No.
And if the schools won't do it and take the helm and lead the way, we'll do it. Other people will do it.
They'll give up and sort of say, oh, we were wrong, I hope. That's what I'm hoping for. You know?
Well, who knows if they'll ever admit that, but it would be a start if they did.
Yeah.
All right, in the site, we got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. I forgot to ask you to check the lines.
I did. I did anyway. There wasn't
nobody on the line.
Just us today.
All right. You gave me a new number before we went on the air. Can you repeat that? Listens.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. What's going on with my phone today? It just keeps doing this.
Hold it still.
Yeah, I am now. It's 115,909.
All right, so it's almost 116,000.
That's right.
We're getting closer.
Yep. I say
all right.
For the end.
Inner sight. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll have a blast over here. Maybe we'll bring back Benny Hill by popular demand.
Benny Hill? Oh, no. I got to look for Benny Hill stuff. All right.
Benny Hill, the great British comedian.
Yeah.
And I heard a clip today on the news. Queen Elizabeth, all of her family...
Yeah.
Are flying to Buckingham Palace. She has some kind of illness.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the doctors are very concerned about her. So.
No, she passed away. Queen Elizabeth
what?
II. Queen Elizabeth II passed away. They had all
when was that?
Today.
That's not what the news said.
Well, she did. It was all over the news this morning. What is wrong with this phone?
Well, then why did they make a statement like, the doctors were concerned about her?
No, she passed away.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, no.
Anyway, our deepest condolences.
Yeah, very deepest.
Even though England is not one of my favorite places.
Yeah, but you guys rectified it. You know, when you were trying to get guidebooks in.
Well, you see, that's only part of it. We never got compensated for it, you see.
Well,
there should be large compensations for these things with the idea of setting an example so that other countries won't do it.
That's right.
See? And they don't do things like that. I mean, big deal. They let a blind person in with a guide dog. Big deal. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? It should have been?
What about this kind of church people give you a dog to substitute? You know, that was another crazy idea.
It's all part of stupidity.
It is, yeah.
on the behalf of these stupid governments.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very similar to what the guide dog school, how they operate.
Yeah.
They think they know it all.
That's right.
You know.
What about Hawaii? Hawaii was the same way.
We all have a lot to learn. And I think that put the schools at the top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and be with you tomorrow night live on the Funnies. I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners.
Yeah.
Co-host engineer Suzanne,
and just
be safe out there. That's all I got to say.
Real crazy out there.
Be safe. Oh, and if anyone has a guide dog, and you don't agree with the school, and you want an advocate, call Inner Sight.
That's right.
We will jump into it like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And do our best for you.
Yeah, we will.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, or innersight@pmpmail.com without attachment. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. And we love you, Milton.
Aww.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night.